You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. In February, the League of Women Voters sent a letter to Congress asking the legislative body to stand up to unconstitutional actions being taken. Local chapters are following suit and asking voters to do the same. Lisa Hale has more.
Executive orders have made the news since President Donald Trump took office in January. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County came together to encourage all Fox Valley voters to contact their federal legislators about what they see as a crisis for our democracy. Linda Biella, president of the Appleton Fox Cities chapter.
We demand that our congressional representatives, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, honor their oaths and protect us, their constituents, from this breathtaking power grab by the executive branch of the government.
The LWV feels that the attempt to end birthright citizenship in the United States, the firing of 17 inspectors general without giving Congress the required 30-day notice, the ongoing effort to dismantle federal agencies such as the U.S. Department of Education, allowing private citizens who have not been elected or subjected to senatorial approval access to private sensitive data of the American people, and the attempt to reduce the federal workforce without providing employees due process are all unconstitutional actions taken by the executive branch.
And the American Red Cross is calling on Wisconsin to help step up and donate blood as the state sees a shortage in supply. Red Cross officials say they've desperately needed additional donations for a long time. People with an O-negative blood type would make the best donors because of its compatibility with other blood types. But officials say anyone with any blood type can make a huge difference. Days after President Donald Trump officially endorsed Judge Brad Schimmel in the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election, former President Barack Obama has put his support behind Judge Susan Crawford. With less than a week to go until the election, both candidates are sprinting through last-minute campaign efforts. While the race is technically nonpartisan, it has received national attention with continued liberal or restored conservative control of the state's highest court on the line. And with so many eyes on the state Supreme Court race, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has announced nearly 200,000 ballots have already been returned. Lisa Hale has more.
The nonpartisan race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel has garnered national attention and quickly became the most expensive Supreme Court race in the state's history. Officials say that in the Supreme Court race 2 years ago, at this point in the election, fewer than 32,000 early voting ballots had been returned.
And it's a case of a stolen or borrowed identity, and it's not a laughing matter. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
Wisconsin comedian says criminals are using his name and face in their scams. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports that Charlie Behrens, known for his routines and online videos with a lighthearted take on Wisconsin life, has been trying to stop people using his identity to trick people out of money. In one case, a woman was scammed for $500, supposedly to get backstage access to one of his shows. Behrens says the character he plays online might ask you for a ride to Culver's or Brandy Old Fashioned, but not money. He also is worried about people using AI to fake his likeness in a scam, saying there's more regulations to make a bratwurst than to use AI.
And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has a new interactive map on their website. It shows how federal funding affects each school district across the state. The money is flowing in the race for the state Supreme Court, and it's already the most expensive of its kind in Wisconsin history. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
The record for spending in a state Supreme Court race was set in 2023 when Janet Protasiewicz won over Dan Kelly. Campaigns and outside groups spent more than $51 million. That record has already been shattered. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, campaigns and PACs have now spent more than $81 million. His campaign and groups that support him have spent about $10 million more than the campaign and groups that support Susan Crawford. Experts say spending could reach $100 million by Election Day.
And UW Health plans to quadruple the number of care providers using an artificial intelligence tool. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
Madison-based UW Health will equip an additional 300 providers with AI transcription technology in the first half of this year. The technology is an ambient listening tool that can record, transcribe, and analyze the discussion between a provider and patient during an appointment and create a draft note that the provider reviews and uses as part of the patient's visit documentation. UW's Chief Medical Information Officer, Dr. Joel Gordon, said ambient listening gives providers more time to focus on patients while reducing their administrative burden, creating a path for better work-life balance.
It's spring, and that means maple trees across the state are tapped to collect sap.
You really just need the ground to be thawed enough for the roots to give up their sap, and warm weather during the day and cold at night will keep the trees from flooding out too quickly, which gives you a 14 to 21 cook day here in central Wisconsin.
That's Mitch Hoyt. He's got about 6,000 trees on 70 acres in Marathon City, and he's using tubes threaded through the woods, which are connected to the tap on the tree. It's a family-owned business called Skinny Sticks, and it began by a hobby that tasted too good to resist.
Some people who bought it from us that year gave some away as gifts, and one of the people that got a gift was Greeby's in Wausau. It's a little kitchen store. They ended up reaching out to me and telling me, hey, we'd like to sell your syrup in our store.
And after hard work and dedication, now he's selling syrup all across the country that's stocked on grocery store shelves.
We discovered there was over 200,000 gallons of maple syrup produced within 25 miles of our home that was being shipped out to Vermont and New Hampshire, where it was being blended East Coast and Canadian product that was losing its Wisconsin identity.
That's how he keeps up with demand, keeping it local. And maple syrup is not just for pancakes. Try it as a sweetener in coffee, tea, oatmeal, cereal, and you can even use it in meat glazes.
Around here, in central Wisconsin, up here by Marathon, it's typically, you'll get an undertone of either honey, butter, vanilla, caramel, naturally occurring underneath the maple. And those flavors, like I said, are based on your tree genetics, your soil type.
It's liquid gold found right in our ground. Building a business from the ground up, quite literally. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Yankees in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon, who was with the White Sox and then the Giants, on the mound today for the first time as a Yankee against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a rough spring training for the crew's pitching staff.
We did have a ton of injuries. I mean, 7 of our top 13 pitchers will not be going to New York. And that's disturbing. You know, that's difficult and hard to deal with, but that's what it is right now. We hope to get some of those guys back. There's one that maybe 2 of 7, the other 7 will be back at some point, and that's what's crucial for us.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 10 last night in Denver, 127 to 117 to the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought when we lost the game, I told our coaches we had to make about 4 to 5 more threes than them tonight. And I thought if we did that, we would win the game. And I think it was a dead heat, right? So that might have been the difference.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Bruce Springsteen are anxiously awaiting the release of the new biopic about the boss, Deliver Me From Nowhere, which covers the time in the rock icon's life when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his Nebraska album. Sources say filming has wrapped. Jeremy Allen White plays the role of Springsteen, but another actor really hit home with the boss. British actor Stephen Graham plays Springsteen's father, Douglas Dutch Springsteen. Graham appeared on the Soundtracking podcast where he said after visiting the set, Springsteen sent him the most beautiful text he'd ever received. The text from Springsteen thanked the adolescence actor for portraying his father so well and bringing back that memory, adding that it was better than any award he could ever receive. Graham said Springsteen is an icon and that the text from him made him cry. You could try to find a cooler guy than Bruce Springsteen, but you would not be successful. Another record at Netflix falls thanks to a new release. The show Adolescence has already become one of the biggest success stories at the streamer. Crime drama is about a 13-year-old boy accused of killing a girl at his school, set in the UK. It's now the most watched series after pulling in 66 million viewers in less than 2 weeks. Tax incentives for filmmakers is an issue here in Wisconsin, and if Rob Lowe were to weigh in, he would probably say do everything you can to pass them. The difference is the Outsiders actor would rather they did the same thing in California, where they have no incentives for filmmakers other than proximity to studios, equipment, and talent. On a recent episode of his podcast, Lowe said all the city officials in Los Angeles that allowed production to leave the area should be fired. But if they have to leave, I hope they come to Wisconsin. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are back as Woody and Buzz in a new Toy Story, but it might not be like the previous films. Pixar Studios says the fifth installment might surprise people and have them asking, is this really a Toy Story film? Not sure what to make of that. Pixar reps have emphasized there have been four films and they need to find ways to keep the franchise interesting. Toy Story 5 is expected to hit theaters sometime in 2026. I don't know that cast is all that important to Marvel fans because they'd probably go to the movies anyway. But having said that, the studio has released the names of the cast of the Avengers Doomsday. Chris Hemsworth and Anthony Mackie are back, and joining them in the cast will be Paul Rudd, Tom Hiddleston, and Sebastian Stan. Doomsday is expected to hit theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a shower or a flurry or two after midnight. Our low down to 32. Tomorrow, we could start with a little light freezing drizzle with scattered rain and snow, maybe even a thunder shower by late tomorrow. Our high Friday, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.